In Beijing, there's been a 20-year deal signed, Australia's biggest ever resources contract. Well, that's its billing. Australia's at the heart of what's being touted as the world's first export deal of liquefied natural gas mined from a coal seam. It's expected to be worth more than $60 billion, with the first shipment of gas due to leave the Queensland port of Gladstone in 2014. The British Gas Group, through its Australian subsidiary QGC, will supply the gas to China's National Offshore Oil Corporation. That corporation is buying an interest in BG Group's coal seam gas resources in Queensland and will become an equity partner in one of the two processing plants at Gladstone. The Federal Resources Minister Martin Ferguson is in Beijing to witness the agreement. Before flying out of Canberra, he told Alexandra Kirk that the project had the potential to set Australia up for the next 30 years.
We could see a 400% increase by about 2015-16, amounting to exports to the tune of $50 billion.
What will your role be at the signing of the deal? What role does Australia have, really, when it's a private sector deal between a British company and a Chinese company?
From Australia's point of view, this is yet another major export opportunity. We first accepted that coal seam methane was real on the east coast of Australia when companies such as British Gas, and this is their first investment in Australia, and Shell, actually started to discuss with us in private the confidential nature of the potential partnerships and the proposed developments, which would require us to work with the Queensland Government to make sure that all the necessary regulatory approvals were in place. Obviously, environmental considerations, which to be handled by Peter Garrett. Questions of the Queensland Government negotiating an appropriate royalty regime. Step by step, we have sought to make sure, as we did with Gorgon, that any barriers were worked through so as to guarantee that we achieved the potential investments which will bring us real jobs, apprenticeships and export earnings.
Are there spin-offs domestically? Do you think that gas from coal seams would be now used in eastern Australia as a power source?
Well, the development of the LNG industry out of Gladstone potentially opens up domestic gas opportunities. But it's just not about domestic gas opportunities and energy security. The coal seam methane industry potentially means about $50 billion investment over time to Australia, tens of billions in exports and tens of thousands of jobs. This means, in a very strong way yet again, as was the case with the Gorgon project, that Australia is a safe place for investment, there is no sovereign risk, and we are a major energy player internationally when it comes to clean energy, namely LNG.
Is it also proof that relations with China are back to normal, that the Stern Hu case isn't souring relations between the two countries?
Look, it's very clear that right through the difficulties over Stern Hu, we have maintained a healthy business relationship with China that has been mutually beneficial to both countries. And the contract with CNOOC, a major player on the west coast of Australia, is also of significance because it now brings them to the east coast of Australia. It says loud and clear that from an energy and a resource point of view, Australia is very important to China's future economic development.
Do you plan to raise with Chinese officials while you're there Australia's unhappiness with the foreign media and also Australian consular officials being banned from the trial of Stern Hu?
I've got no intentions of commenting publicly on the Stern Hu trial. It is currently underway and it's not the type of issue you conduct a running public commentary on. At an appropriate time, the Australian government will make a considered statement concerning the Stern Hu and related trials.
Has Mr Hu's admission of receiving bribes changed the federal government's approach or attitude?
Australian government's been clear. Firstly, we encourage the Chinese to actually bring on the trial as soon as possible. But in doing so, we properly respected the nature of the Chinese legal system. Having said that, I've got no intentions of conducting a running public commentary on a trial that is currently underway, be it in China or Australia. For that point of view, it is inappropriate.
If you accept that Stern Hu's admission is genuine, doesn't it raise questions about the way Australian companies conduct negotiations, resource negotiations in China?
Clearly, Australia has a consular representative in attendance at the Stern Hu trial. As I have said, at an appropriate time, we as a country will make a considered statement about the Stern Hu trial and related matters. Let's leave it until the dust settles and then see what is an appropriate way forward.
The Resources Minister, Martin Ferguson, speaking to Alexandra Kirk.